Što sad mi mari? Znak, damo share to Isabel Hatter. Simply four questions or four ideas to discuss. One is first, what's the goal of Chabura? The second, the Cheshivas of learning Halacha B'Kholias. The third, the difference of Isabel Hatter versus other Mekhtalis L'Halacha. And the fourth, there seems to be a special Zahiris, the Gerd learning Isabel Hatter and the Gerd the Sigur of Timtum. That will discuss tomorrow and the Gerd the Sigur of the Parsha. Let me say, just to focus, be kitzer for like 20 minutes, is the three basic ideas over here. First, the goal of Chabura. The goal of the Sikh is the kitzer. We see the Torah, the Beisaisif. Beisaisif means down the Mehmer Shainim, Shcholorach, and the Nice of Kalim. And every month there's going to be a test. Now, the test is specifically the Daf. The Daf means Torah Beisaisif, Chabur Abo, Taz Shcholorach, Kiva Eger, and the Pesach Shuvo. Every Talmud Chacham knows the Daf. Now, the Gerta Issa V'Heter, there seem to be six Chalokim to Issa V'Heter. First thing is Licha. Second thing is the Gerta Sugar Kashis, Zaman Behemis, Floyim, Dam, Kodemo. Third is Basa B'Chalov. Fourth is Taruvos. Fifth is Macholi Akum. And sixth is Hekshar Kelim. Six Chalokim under the category of Issa V'Heter. Now, the Gerta Gain, the Smicha and the Rabbanot, they do three things. They do Malicha, they skip in between, they get the possible chalb and the reverse. When Rabbi was in Nasi Nechabura, I discussed with him we're limited in time, life limited, to try to be more practical, and we switch Malicha, we do not do Malicha, we do Macholi Akam, meaning Pasakam, Bishal Akam, Chol Akam, Kaino, with the Sikh of Hashir Kalim. Those things are much more practical, once you know what things are trait, how do you match the things that we trait off? And therefore, even though we do not do Malicha, it is advisable if you can put more time in, do it by yourself, take the rabbanot, it's advisable. The mice of the get to us, what we give smicha on, we give smicha on these four things, druvais, bas b'cholov, hashir kelim, and the sigur macholi akam. Now we're starting off with teruvais. Teruvais seems to be the heart and soul of Issa V'Heter. We have a test on every month. Then when we have it on these four sections, we have a test on the whole section at the end of that section. That means the idea of Teruvos takes a little less than a year. If we test a little less than a year, the whole entire thing. Then we have Basa B'Chol, will take a couple of months, test on that. Then actually Kalim test on that, and B'Chol Akam test on that. To get the Smicha, you have to take every single month to test, and then the four big tests on all these four different topics over here. Now it takes us, Berach, 2 years to learn these sugyas over here. I guess the Berach is what marks you get a tzion for the test to pass to get a smicha. So he says you have to realize you make a mistake in Issa V'Heter to get a nisser. So how can you accept less than 100? You get 100? Fine, so accept 80s. But the goal is 100. That's your goal over here. The most of Shavoy. You have to realize you have to get 100, but why do you accept 80s? We learn the past couple of days, and next couple of months we focus on the sigon from the Daftarik Vav, Daftarik over here. Again, those are ideas are through voice. We're trying to get familiar with the concepts over here. The next 4 months, we'll go through these four blocks again slower with more the Rishonim and the place from Halacha L'Maaseh. Now, when a person learns Sak, there seem to be different ways how to go learn Halacha over here. That means the Mahalach Tulum thinks slower, the Mahalach Tulum learn things quicker. They say over here that the way how we learn things is a little bit quicker than other Chaburas. Now, just to define again what the Mahalach Chabur over here is. Nigera, there's always different crowds. There's people who spend their life learning, and then there are people who spend their life in an Eved Hashem in their own derech, their own style of there. Yuchad people from Chutz Laaretz, they seem to be in Excel a couple of years, 6 years, 7 years, and you have a choice always how to go learn. You can learn either Nida and Shabbos and Issa V'Heter and Brochus, or you do things quicker. Or you can learn one or two of them, you do things slow over here. So the decision was made with Sandis Chaburo. That spoke over different chashuvim, it's more important to cover more ground and do things quicker. It does come out, I also see that people spend more time, and I see people are more matzliach. It might be correct not to do things slower, we spend more time into it, put it more than one seder. We started about the shmirsa storm that's poshut. We want to do things clearer, see the sources better, and have more building blocks, more from the sources. About you put in more time, that means our chabur over here. Is a mixture of different types of people, different ideas over here. I think the malach is, if you have less time, quicker, more time, focus more on the sources and the avon behind it. Now again, to read Bikasi, the Sugya of the Kitzer, the main Yushan we see in the Beis Yosef, and those are the building blocks of what we're going to do. Now, we also give a, the Golnach, but also we give a test over here. We give a smicha. This is me two to Mahat and Mephali, so what he was smicha. One is to make a Pesker. The second Mahat is the Sugya of Asmodo. The Golnach is to know Psak, understand Psak. We're not here to make Pesker. The goal over here is to have a smother. What I worked with years and years ago is how do you make a smother? So he said, first you charge money. I learned the work gives me a lot of money. The Israelis is getting away with less. So we, he said, another way is for other people comment, whether it's your wife, your in-law, the people. It's another way of pushing a smother. Everyone wants a smother. We need outside external factors to push us. Even the smichel is more than a singular smother. Therefore, our tests are different. We don't have the test of the other smicha boros. If you were practical with chavdasas and prima godims and ideas you have to offer shulchan, we're trying to create a small one, therefore focusing on every time we're chacham has to know the page over here. Well, it comes out that you will know the basic ideas, obviously. Also, you know when you ask your rabbi, you know all the correct questions what to go ask. Not time to go to your rabbi, you know, even don't know the sugya, don't even know what you're supposed to be even asking or even the way you're supposed to ask your wife what's going on. So you should know the basics. You should know basically how to live your daily life. The more tedious things, again, our goal is not sack, our goal is a smother, but hopefully eventually we learn the second time or you spend more time with it, you get it in the up sack. That's first the goal of Chaburah. Second idea, the Yeshiva is learning Halacha B'Kvalius. Yeshiva, they learn Noshim and Ezekiel, they focus on the Lamdis and the Abono. All the Yeshivas learn Koshim, Taris. Depends on where you're coming from, trying to make a shidduch and that. Then afterwards, they switch over to the sugya of halacha. Now, the idea of learning halacha, obviously, tam toyo, halacha jaglarach in the Rishon Lezion, is tam toyo is kenegad kol mitzvos. Kenegad kol mitzvos. And the way how the Gaon says in the beginning of the Masechta Peah means every single word. Chometz Chaim means that the double Mishnah Berurah, and Chometz Chaim says it obeys every word, not that every concept is kenegad kol mitzvos. Every word that you say over with the chavrusa is worth 630 mitzvahs. How many words can a person say in a minute? So Chofetz Chaim writes in Torah Sabbais, the very phrase, a person says on average 200 words a minute. Obviously, about how quickly you speak. You speak very quickly, or you can speak slowly. But if Shia comes out, you learn an hour straight without being about Torah, every word that you say is a mitzvah. You speak, say, 60 minutes, 200 words, I count that 613 times 200 times 60 is over 7 million mitzvahs. 7 million mitzvahs. So, Chashivas of Torah is very choshev. Tam Torah Kenei Kulam, again, a lot of Shulchan Aruch, in which we involve the Siv Yud Ches, Tam Torah Shulchan Kenei Kulam mitzvahs, passing a lot of that way. Every single mitzvah. If so, the question is, what is the Ikra Limud that a person should do? What's the Kedimo and Limud Torah? That means, I think the Elmul Yeshiva Shem Sektas, during the Chabur Yatul Yeshiva Shem Sektas, Big Mo Babu Kama Dak Yud Zayin, the Mo Kedushin Dak Men, brings down the God of Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is great. Why? Shal Liman Megna De Maisa. Because learning brings to Maisa. So the question, what is the Iker thing a person should learn? The Yeshiva Shem Sektas, it's very Choshev, that's the Iker thing, Torah Lishma. What is the Iker is a Sikir Lalocho. So the Rambam on Pesach Mishnayis on Mishnah we say every morning Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam. He writes in the Perek Aleph Mishnah, and he also writes in the Yad Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel. Why is Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam? Why he writes because Talmud made the day Maisa. That means the reason why Kenegad Kulam because you're learning it brings to word action. Word Halalocha again by the Torah. Your derivish involves the Chitches, Yushenim, and the Paiskim. That's the main thing over here. That means things that negail was more important than things that negail. Lush Mishnikim, or less negail. And therefore, the Chokhmah Zodim writes in that Dhamma, the first Dhamma, the second Dhamma, Ikra Liman HaTorah is the idea of learning, maybe they might so. And then it says the Rif and the Rosh, so the Chayodim, they only wrote under the Sectors that negail there. Things that were not negail in the Sectors, or things in the Sectors not negail, they did not bring down. How far I take you so the Graz has a Hilchos Talmud Torah. He writes in Perek Beis and in Perek Dalet. He writes a person about him is Isik, he writes in Kochim Taharis. Person goes to other yeshivas Lord Kochim over here. He says it's a wonderful thing about this Talmud Torah. It's not Kineged Kulam. It's not Shuffle Kineged Kulam Mitzvahs. You want to have Shuffle Kineged Kulam Mitzvahs? Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam is in the Rambam. We're talking about the Shoenim. It's why Torah made the day myself. Shuffle Kineged. That means, again, it's a wonderful thing to learn Kosher. Again, maybe, again, like I said before, you get a Shedek Lomir or Nosh Mezikim. But again, it's not Dikr, so the Graz, Tamtur, Kinek Kulam, is the Rishonim, is maybe the Maisa, and you want Kinek Kulam Mitzvahs, and the Graz is Dapka Tinek, you get Nosh Maisa. Now, whether the story is that it's Tamtur, Kinek Kulam, you get all this hard to get to Kosher or not, again, the Graz says, no, maybe Mishmur is not the way, but certainly Mishmur himself writes an Akdoma to Mishnah Berurah. Ikra Limud has to be the Lima Meir De Maisa. That's Ikra Limud. Kolatzheim writes in the Shema Olam, Abad Asay Taharis is very important, but the thing that's Kridim Lakol, and he writes double portion, is the Torah Meir De Maisa. So whether you put the Schach to the side, because we're the Mission Obis, we're not doing the things that get the Schach, we're not Evan Amnas the Kal Pras, whether it's Mitzalik Pras or not, but that's so the strange Shavoy, is the Ikra Limud Torah Meir De Maisa. Obvious question is, so why personally not Shem Lezikim? Why the Shiva is addressing this concept over here? And then after years, then they switch over to Aloha. So the Spikler has a letter, kind of digger, so the Chalabez, his first letter over there, and he writes that about the Torah Lishma is very important, and he says someone's trying to convince him that that's the Iker. The return of the secular return, that's the Iker. So someone tells that to you, his words are Al Yishkiach Klal. Someone tried to tell you the Iker is just to learn for the sake of learning, Al Yishkiach Klal. Avada the Iker is to Torah Mimbe Maisa. I, in fact, he writes a letter the Yeshiva learned Noshim Nezikim. In his days it was the culture, it was Noshim Nezikim. He says, you know why? Because first you have to learn how to learn. Hain was to go Yisle Pesach Akishun, it develops a person's mind, he can learn to understand things, remember Dobu Tech Dover. It's a talent to learn. Not that simple. Not just reading and just knowing. Knowledge is fine. Could be an AI. But knowledge is not enough. You have to understand things over here. Maybe double protect double over here. And therefore, first he said, he writes very clearly, he says, after Yeshiva County writes the letter, you spent 5 years afterwards going through the cycle. Yeshiva has 5 years afterwards going through the cycle there. Then after, once you learn how to learn, then Yisli with brachas, moyed, chul, and nido, about that time, maybe they might. Now, if someone comes and tells you, there's one person, somebody here, give a drosher, it gets Torah Lishma, and when I look at him, he says, I ask him, are you meaning that we're here doing it instead of Eslash Lashem or Eslash? So he said, no, that's the Iker. I said, but Maisha always my Makrimus, so he says, later. Maisha Ikshia was said in Shukhalarach, and the place was very clear, I told him, they Maisha, I'm talking to Kulam, it's told him, they Maisha. And he wants to say, otherwise, Al Yishkech Lam Kal, we have to learn Torah the beast, they Maisha. Which is a true about it, also, they Echel Adalim. They can hear a kriyim is tinging together. Lachol ma'isa, that's poshut. Hevel ma'isa comes out after you are in Shiva Kana. Then you spend 5 years learning Shiva Shiva Sechdes. Now they have to switch over different styles. It means you went from an idea of lomdes, avonno, understanding, or developing things. You switch over to more of an idea of a zikaron, ideas, knowledge over here. Now people after the cycle once or something, two times to develop themselves at all, they're supposed to switch. It's very hard. It's not that easy, it's a different mahalakha we are. So fine, so in their choice, they have a hard time learning halakha, and they can't do it. So fine, but yeah, but go back to Noshim Nezikim. That's what you have it. But they can, if you can't divide, you learn Torah over here. They say the same thing to Gaita Daf Yomi, Moshe over here. Why did they push Balabakalim Daf Yomi? Because they won't learn anything. Because they finally get them going, give them chias, it's mechazik them. Your choice, what to Daf Yomi, halakha. Halakha is more important, that's poshut. It's not even a shayla. Just accept, they won't do halakha. Fine, you push up your knee. Therefore, since the point of it is Torah is Mevei Maisa, it's very important that we learn the sugyos, and we're learning again the building blocks, and we're getting to the page and taking a test of the page, to now being down local Maisa. That means taking a Likud Sefer that makes it practical, the newest format that they're trying to make it practical, different levels and styles, the Banei Shulchan is a wonderful Sefer, my Tanei Shulchan is a wonderful Sefer, my Forced English is a wonderful Sefer, the new Swarm, Boswell Chalbari, Hafter, the wonderful Swarm that tried to make it within my song. Now, another point that does come out, you get a lot, once we're focusing on the ideas, by now you should really know how to learn, so we're going a little bit quicker. things are actually organized quicker by you, understood better by you, you haven't done and checked over, and you want to really develop yourself, that's why we have an opportunity to go things quicker, even south than Sandy Shiv Shemalach. Third point is the chilut between the Issa Beheter versus other Mekhtarist Halacha. There's one issue that comes up, is that very rarely you get the exact case that says in Shulchan Aruch. Things are not clear. Usually what happens, things are in Supach, intertwined one with another. That means someone comes over to you with a question, and they get the knife, and the pot, and the food, is it Shishim, is it Harib, is it Napanat, is it Ben Yema, and it gets intertwined different things. That means you learn Shabbos, you learn a block for a week or two, you got the block. You learn Baruch as a Simin, you got the Simin. Over here, it's a reaction, there's no, you spend a week or two and you know it. You get a Shalik, you can answer it. That doesn't happen. The cases that pop up are always intertwined, there's so many other sugyas, and therefore, one thing comes up, things are not that clear, especially not at the beginning. The second issue that happens is usually we get to things in our Chaim, we have what's called Pachas of Mishavurah as Pesach. That thing is branched off from the Mishavurah, we have Mahal to follow. In the Kedah Issa, unfortunately, we do not have a Mishavurah. This leads to, again, the Mahalach that the certain Chaisal is not that clear. Pesach is just not there. The second issue. A third issue, we get to other things in our Chaim, Shabbos, Rochas, other areas. Usually the question they get to a chachila. They get to Issa Beheter, the question is usually after it happens, b'di'evet. And therefore, what's with the knife, what happened with the pot, what happened with the food. And therefore, you have to know a lot more, that the more shitas, how to apply practically. That means, comes out Issa Beheter requires three issues. One is everything's intertwined. Second is we have no usually clear malach of sak. And third is usually a case of b'di'evet. Therefore, build upon that. First of all, it's very, very important to do Chazara. I cannot underestimate the chashivus of Chazara to know things. And the only way I know, unless you have photographic memory, is the case of Chazara. If you have a shortcut, please tell me. I've over for years and years of a shortcut. No one gave me a clear shortcut. As far as I know, the only thing that really works in knowing things is Chazara, and then Chazara. The second thing intertwined with that is you have to put your time inside. You have to put either more than first Seder, Abadish, Mesa Starer, you have to spend time. Again, there's no way around it. You have to spend time. The third thing that does come up then is that when questions come up, people get very frustrated because there's no answer and the constant response acts that you'll get there. And in the beginning, at least at Chlish Shadas, and people get overwhelmed and when we get there, it's a sugya you learn 15 months from now, and that, but that's not over here, and you start learning concepts over here. You'll get there. It's your first time around, you'll get there. Your second time, you know you'll get there. The first time, things, again, things are not going to be clear, things are going to be tough, the new concepts over here. Slow down, learn things, accept things, you'll get there. And you'll answer things slowly, step by step. Now, to get to learning Issa Beheter, there are first the standard Rishonim, there's the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Rashba, the Ran, and the Torah, and there's three more Rishonim over here. The first Rishon that everyone quoted constantly is the same called Torah Sabayis. You open up the Torah Sabayis, and the fourth Svar, four Rishonim in the Torah Sabayis. Something called the Torah Sabayis Ha'aruch, that was written by the Rashba. He wrote the Aruch. On the side is Torah Sabayis Ha'kotzer, written by the Rashba. It kitzer, made things easier, where he walks in the case of the Aruch, where he has a rise back and forth. A third thing inside is something called Betek Avayis. Betek Avayis, there's two Betek Avayis, one in the Beis Yosef, that's not this. Betek Avayis is the Ra'ah, a Rishon, writing against, usually the Rashba, who's the Torah Avayis. The Betek Avayis is on the Torah Avayis. In that, the fourth Rishon, the Shmer Avayis, is on the Betek Avayis, that's on the Torah Avayis. The Shmer Avayis is being defending the Torah Avayis, from the Betek Avayis. Now, the Mishmeres Avayis was written anonymously, and there will seem to be certain people who do not know who the Mishmeres Avayis is, but it was the Rashba. The Rashba is defending himself from the Betek Avayis. So he quotes Cain, it's not him, that the Torah Avayis says this, and the Rosh says this, and come to defend the Torah Avayis, which is really defending himself. Now we know that's who it is. So it comes out that in the Torah Avayis, he really the three Rashbas, besides when he has the Kedushim and the Sugyo, he has a Ha'orach, the Kot, the Mishmeres Avayis. In the end, there's always the Ra'ah, one Rishon, one Sefer of a Rishon. The second one is something called the Shari Duro. The Ben Yitzchak, the Talmud of Moram Wittenberg, very important. We should call all over, and it was Rishonim Achronim built upon him. That means Issa had a Aruch went upon him. The Ramah has a Seder of his Tzaris Rachatz built upon him. It's called the Shari Duro. A third reason is something called Al Vav Hey, which now I'm also about to open up, called Issa Vehetar Aruch. Issa Vehetar Aruch is a Ben Yonah, not the Shari Chuva Ben Yonah. The Ben Yonah is the Talmud Chuva Tadashim. Now we get three extra Rishonim in Hilchos Issa Vehetar. We have the idea of the Tzaris Habayis, we have the idea of the Shari Duro. We have the idea of the Ben Yonah, which is the Issa Vehetar Aruch. Now, you get to learn the Rishonim, how do you learn it? If you have time, it's about the Nes Kedai to see things inside, but any important Rishon is brought down by the Beis Yosef and those afterwards. This is the first time you're learning Issa Vehetar. Usually you do not see it inside, the Beis Yosef brings it down. That's just the style. Afterwards, we have the Achronim. First Achron is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, he was actually born in 1488. The way how the Rishonim switch over to the Achronim is by Goros Svarad, 1492, over the Americans Columbus. Mai said that's where it switched over. That means the Beis Yosef was 4 years old when it switched over to the Achronim. So he's really called the first Achron over here. This Beis Yosef, again, his style is what he did in this Beis Yosef. He was the first copy and paste. He came along and quotes the Gemara. He quotes Rashi. He quotes the basic Rishonim. He has a Maskona. And then Chabad built upon the Maskona in his Halacha. He came along and he was the first Malakit. He was a Malakit. He was a Dar Malakit. He was the first Malakit. He has a Beis Yosef over here. Now, he is basically the building block. That means you see the Sugya. So he quotes the Sugya. He has Rashi Rishonim. And you have to see the Beis Yosef with the building blocks in order to take Halacha, Halacha, Maitla, maybe Dov, Mutech, Dovar. Beis Yosef. The second Achron is Ramah. The Ramah first wrote a sefer called Torah Sachatas. Then he wrote a sefer called the Darkei Moishu. So the order of those two. And afterwards he had the Gois of Shulchan Aruch. And therefore he's building upon that. Now when you go to Rav, and you tell Rav your story, and Rav tells you, yes, you have some Rumi Kami Mekel, Kol Shabbos Kami Mekel. Some people have a Chlisha Das, I'm a Hefzad Ruva, a Yid. How can we say upon that? Kol Shabbos, what does that mean exactly? So first, a very important cloud to know. The Ramah, in the same Torah Schatzis, he writes in the Nagdamo, L'fon k'satu l'hokka b'efs rubo, oy l'oni b'dav l'choshiv, oy l'kavad Shabbos, I wrote to Michael, why? He says, you know why? Ki heter gomo li b'de hilchasa. Hefs the rubo, that is the correct halacha. Anything above hefs the rubo, he writes over there, m'chosh v'odah shitas, odah chen v'chmi v'zah am'chosh v'nem. But the good thing to know, which are the Hargerishim and the Mahalachim l'halacha, is that anything above Hefsimura is other shikas. When the Ramah says Hefsimura, that's what you're passing like, that's why, that's the Ika Lochal Vira. We've seen numerous times this concept of the Geta Lochal, the Geta B'diyevit, I mean, the Achil would take on more chumras. The Yevit was stuck, depends on how much money, what goes on over here. Even the Kal Sabbah Molokula, the Sikhis Beya, Kalmach and Rasep, and not like Achila. Why be Chashiv? Other ideas over here, other shikas over here. That means the Lochal is something you should always know, that we don't always follow the dry halacha. There's different levels. There's more than achila, there's mahajin, mahajin, minim mahajin, different levels over here. But instead of hefsi movement, that's the ikka halacha. Fine, that's a second achron of the Beis Yosef, where there are more Torah Schatas. The third achron is the Yam Shloimo, the Mashal. He wrote the Mesechtas, he wrote the Simri on Issur Heter. In the old Shulchan Aruch, he wrote Al Bav Shin, that stands for Esser Beheter Shloi. It's only Issur Heter. It's like Goyis on the Shari Duro. The Yam Shlomo lived in the same time as the Ramah. That means he was born before the Ramah. He was Nifter after the Ramah. He actually, the Ramah was a Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. The Ramah passed away, and he took over the Yeshiva for a year and a half. Then he passed away. It's interesting that the Beis Yosef is born before both of them. He was Nifter after both of them. He was much older. Beis Yosef was about 40 years older than the Ramah. He passed away after the Ramah. He was about over 20 years more than the Yam Shlomo. That's why also after Yom Shoshalayim. So again, we have the first of three main Gedolah Achreinim is the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, and the Yom Shoshalayim. Afterwards, then we have the Hosh, the Drisha, the Bach. Then afterwards comes along the Tazan Shach. That means we're focusing on the Tazan Shach. They lived in Tach Batat, 1648, 1649. They lived at the same time. Again, the Taz is older than the Shach. That's why the Taz is usually inside the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is on the outside. The style of the Oil does, they learn the Taz first before they learn the Shach. Gamba Oil Mais Iske question, either Shach Sakayin, the Kitash should go first, it's a good shayla over here. But Maisa, The minik is you learn the Taz first. Now, they say over the way out of Taz, if you learn them a lot, you see numerous times you seem to be going on the tour of the Beis Yosef. Then it says over that he first will appear on the tour. Then he saw Mori B'chami, that's a shver, the Bach, he will appear on the tour. Therefore, you copy and paste it and put them on top of the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, you'll see it's more on the tour of Beis Yosef, more on the Sugyas, then we'll sometimes appreciate more of the Shach. But both of them, nice, we learn both of them are the chilek of this Michal Be'er. The Taz himself, again, he lives in the Shach, he's 36 years older than the Shach, but he in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, or the new Shulchan Aruch, if they've got a page, something called the Daf Achrayim. Daf Achrayim was written by the Taz against the Shach, that means he saw the Shach. And the Shach wrote something called Kudjus Achrayim. That's the Shach's Ores on the Taz Ores on the Shach. Back and forth, also the Shach has a good suggestion. Also, that means they live at the same time, they saw each other, they disagree with each other. Afterwards, there's a crazy placey, then there's a Minchas Yaakov, just those who are Nido, Minchas Yaakov on the page, and the Hilchas Nida is always on the page, called Tarshish Shlomen. He's the same person. Afterwards, there's the Prim Godim, then the Chavis Das, with the Yeshiva Sha'ilim, that's called the Nesiva, same person. Then there's the Chavis Zodam, the Archa Shulchan, the Yad Yudo, the person afterwards. Then the newest form, Malachim, how to bring down Lachlan Isil. So, Piskachu is there also, that's part of the Smicha, which I can't convey you, Piskachu, that's part of the Smicha, Tashak, correct. That means again, to get to our Teshuvah, you have to know the page, not the new Shulchan Aruch. The page of the old Shulchan Aruch, new ones are a lot of different things. The page of what it says on the old Shulchan Aruch was Tashak, Piskachu, Rikiveh here. You have to know the page over here. Let's take again, so we went to 3 points over here. One was the goal of the Chaparot. The she was going halacha, a very important term, they might try to make halacha maisla. And then the different Isra'etr of the place. The fourth thing, the special Zahiris, you need for Isra'etr, and they get the Sugya of Tiptim Malay, Beshem, leave over tomorrow. That's halacha.
Shkoyah!